Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Selling Greenville, your favorite real estate podcast here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm your host, as always, Stan McCune, realtor right here in the Greenville, South Carolina market. You can find all of my contact info in the show notes if you need to reach out to me for any of your real estate needs. In Greenville, I can also relocate you outside of Greenville if you need that. I can help you with my relocations department, so let me know. Also, if you're a realtor needing some help, join my real estate team and be happy to help you out. Contact info in the show notes. And if you want to know how to just support the show, or if you don't want to miss future episodes, just hit the little subscribe button. Could look a few different things. It could look differently depending on what app you're using. It might be a plus sign or a check sign or something like that. And then if you can leave a little rating, 5 stars, whatever, leave a review, all of those things would help support the show. I'd appreciate if you guys could do that. Today, I want to be talking with you guys about some of the exciting developments and some of the things going on in Greenville County and in Greenville City. There's just a lot going on. There's been some new updates lately. Some of these things we've talked about in the past, but I know I've got a lot of listeners tuning in from outside of the Greenville area, really interested in what's actually happening here, and not just now, but in the future for Greenville specifically. So I just want to go over some of these things. To be completely transparent, I am not an expert in any of these things, okay? I'm not an expert in, I don't have inside sources. I mean, well, I could if I wanted to. I know people, you know, on the planning commission, all sorts of things, but I don't waste their time by asking them about, you know, all the different things that are going on in the county and in the city. That being said, I do track these things from my perspective, from my vantage point. As a realtor, I follow the news, all of that, and I'm happy to share with you guys some of my thoughts, some of what I've seen. So this is actually going to be a great episode to watch on YouTube, because I'm going to be sharing a lot of different renderings and whatnot of different projects that are going on. So let me see if I can do that real quick. Share my screen. All right, here we go. So hopefully you guys can see what I'm sharing here. Hold on, give me 1 second. I use Zoom for this, and sometimes Zoom is a little bit clunky. All right, there we go. So we're going to start off right away with the County Square redevelopment. Now, if you don't know what this was about, basically all of our county government offices, real property services, register of deeds, et cetera, they've all been downtown-ish. Really, it wasn't an area that, you know, if you were downtown, you weren't going to the county office, you know, just walking around there. You had to really seek out County Square in the past. Well, a few years ago, they completely demoed County Square and put up a brand new development that was started with basically the government offices, okay? And if you've been there, you know what I'm talking about, but it's a very, very different building. I don't particularly care for the design of the building myself. It's not the worst thing in the world, but you know, I just don't really care for that specific building. But it is much nicer on the inside. Council chambers, much, much nicer than what they used to be. Just the county office as a whole is on the interior is much better. The parking situation, fantastic. So there's a lot of good that they did there, but that was just phase one. Phase two is to basically incorporate the County Square development really within downtown Greenville as a whole. So, you know, it's really been considered more downtown adjacent for a really long time. Because as I already said, it really wasn't an area that you were going to, you know, you were either going downtown or you're going to County Square. You're typically not doing both of those things at the same time. But the long-term plans are and have always been to make it a much bigger destination, mixed use, an area that you can walk around, you can shop. I believe there's even going to be residential as part of it. If you're looking on YouTube, you can see a little overview of the master plan and kind of some of the ideas of what they are working on. And this is going to be extremely accessible to downtown Greenville because they actually, you know, if you're on the Swamp Rabbit Trail, before you get to Cancer Survivors Park, there's a little ramp that goes up. Well, it's actually quite a big ramp. It's massive. It takes you all the way up. That takes you up to, I believe, Church Street, which if you're, again, if you're looking on YouTube, you can see Church Street over here. And then you can literally just cross over, which right now it's a little bit dangerous to do. So I'm not sure what their plans are for that. But you can literally just cross over and then access this entire area in that way. And so right now, this is all a demo zone. If you go by County Square, you can see where the main buildings that were part of phase one, where those were developed. But then you go to County Square, to the rest of it, and I mean, it's just red clay, you know, our classic dirt that we have here in Greenville. It's just red clay everywhere because they are grading and prepping for what's to come. And actually, I'm thinking about piggybacking off of this show and actually going by this development and the others and recording some little video that I would share on my YouTube channel. So please make sure that you subscribe to my YouTube channel at Stan McCune on YouTube. That's S-T-A-N-M-C-C-U-N-E. Okay, so let's just go through some of these pictures. So these are all just renderings. Renderings oftentimes are not accurate and you know, if you're, again, if you're looking on YouTube, I'm showing this hawkers, Asian street food. I don't think that that is like what's actually going to happen. That doesn't sound like a real place anyway. Hey, you want to get some Asian street food at hawkers? Yeah, I've never heard of that. I don't think that that's real. I think that these are just generally conceptual, what they're planning to do. And you can see it has labeled multifamily building number one. Okay, so that's some residential that they're trying to include in there. And again, like I said, mixed use. A lot of what they're doing these days is doing retail you know, restaurants and whatnot on the main floor and then residential above that. People love that, right? Because it really, this is obviously what they've been doing in big cities for forever, right? New York City, San Francisco. They've been doing this sort of development, high density sort of mixed use housing and retail for forever. Well, Greenville's smaller city that hasn't been in huge demand until fairly recently. And this model has been proven to be popular because if you want to live downtown, you don't want to live, you want to feel like you live downtown, right? You want to be able to experience the downtown lifestyle. And what better way to do that than to be able to just take the elevator from your loft apartment, go downstairs, and guess what? There's a Chipotle down there, or there's a Chick-fil-A down there. There's a place to shop at, you know, you can shop at REI, whatever. These are the sorts of things that people want, and this is all part of what they have planned for that County Square development. So it's not just going to be in the past. You only went there for government-related reasons. They're making it into an entire destination. And I, for one, am quite excited about it. I think it's going to be something that that people go to, and that also will encourage more involvement in the local government process as well. Currently, there's not as much involvement as there should be. It's mostly just loud, cranky voices that show up to these county meetings and whatnot. And that's not good. That's not healthy. We need a mix of people showing up for those. And I think that this will encourage that because there will already be people in the area and there will already be other things to do beyond simply going there to, because you need to, pay your property taxes, for instance, or go to the county tax sale. If you're into that. County Square redevelopment, super awesome. I am very, very excited. I think that this is going to open up a section of downtown Greenville that up to this point has basically not been accessible, right? This has not been something that people have been going to. Excuse me one second while I mute my phone. Rookie mistake, I didn't do that. All right, moving on from here. This has been another one in Greenville City. The Gateway Project, the Greenville Gateway Project, they just announced some details on the Gateway Project recently, specifically that they're planning to include next to the Bon Secour Wellness Arena an amphitheater, which I think is going to be awesome. Here, I'm going to show you guys if you're on YouTube. I've got to move my face here. I'm going to show you what exactly this Gateway Project is all about. So currently, there's a few different ways to get into downtown Greenville, okay? You can take 385 into the city. This is the most common way to do it. You can go down North Main. That's one way to do it. You can go down 276. It's another way to do it. You can take Pete Hollis in, another way to do it. If you're coming from the south, again, you can take Mills Avenue to where it kind of becomes 385. You can also take 123. And there's a few other little ways to get in. But the primary way to get into Greenville is 385. And this is where the Gateway Project is. This is the part of Greenville. Whoa. This is the part of Greenville that the Gateway Project is targeting. And so basically, so I had a meeting with the mayor not too long ago. And this is kind of like in his mind, Mayor Knox White, the final piece of his legacy is this Greenville Gateway Project. So if you're looking on YouTube, you can see. And if you're not looking on YouTube, and if you're a Greenville resident, you've already done this before, right? You take 385 until it turns into East North Street, and then you drive past Bon Secour Wellness Arena on the right. You've got the Charlie Wyatt School of Real Estate on the left. If you're a realtor, you probably went there. Or if you're a realtor that's been in real estate for greater than 5 years, you probably went there at some point. So this is the gateway. Again, if you're looking on YouTube, you can see this is what it currently looks like. Is it aesthetic? No, it is not aesthetic. It's, you know, you've got the arena on the right. It's just kind of free-floating there. You've got all these kind of ugly offices just kind of all around the area. A very busy, obviously, East North Street is an extremely busy road. They tried to pretty it up with a little tree canopy, but it's still really, really ugly. You know, it's just not, this is not a pleasant way to enter a city. And so I believe that this was the genesis, my understanding from talking to the mayor, the genesis of this project was we need to simply make the city look nicer as you enter into it. Well, guess what is right there? It's the main arena that we have in Greenville, the Bon Secour. Some people pronounce it Bon Secours with an S at the end, because it does have actually an S at the end, but it's a French word. I think the S is silent. I don't know. I'm not French. But the arena is the focal point of that area. And so the concept that the city has, they want to essentially make that a complex, not just a free-floating arena in an otherwise nondescript and kind of ugly area. They want it to be an entire complex. And when you enter into Greenville, you're entering into that complex. It's the first thing that you see, and it's beautiful. And the announcement that was made a couple weeks ago is that they are going to be including an amphitheater there, which I think is a great idea. I think it's going to be a 6,500 person amphitheater. And I love the idea of having an amphitheater. You can kind of see it in a photo that I'm showing on YouTube. But it's a great idea. Currently, the main amphitheater that we have is in Simpsonville, and it's fine. It's definitely worse for the wear. But the main thing about the Simpsonville amphitheater that drives me crazy, getting to and from and parking is an absolute nightmare because it's basically surrounded by residential. And so literally I've found myself getting there, going through neighborhoods to like going past people's homes to try to get there. And that is not ideal, right? You've got a bunch of traffic lined up in a subdivision. Nobody wants that. The residents don't want that. It's just not a great setting for it. So I'm not sure if you guys are going to hear the video that I'm currently playing. Breaking news. I'm just trying to get to, okay, here we go. Here's the rendering. I want to show you guys the rendering of, okay. So here's the rendering again. I apologize if you're not watching this on YouTube. But the rendering of kind of what they have for the idea, it looks pretty cool, right? I went to the Journey concert at the Bon Secours Arena, what a lot of locals call the Well, okay, which is a horrible nickname, but it's better than saying Bon Secours Wellness Arena. I went to the Journey concert last year, and they did a whole, party ahead of time, and they tried to, there's limited space currently when you go there. Now, one thing I love about the Well, I'm just going to call it the Well now. One thing I love about the Well is how accessible the parking garage is to it. I mean, it is right there. And it appears from this rendering that the parking garage is going to remain in that location. That's fantastic. It's literally like 200 feet from the arena. And it's great. I've never gone to an event where that parking garage has been sold out, which is also fantastic. And they don't hike the prices too crazy. I think it's like usually like $20, you know, to park there for an event, which is quite reasonable in my opinion. Now, the question that I have is, are they going to have people in the amphitheater and in the arena at the same time? They might need to add some parking, and I think that they are adding parking as part of this. But long story short, when I went to the Journey concert, they had, you know, stuff outside, and there's just not that much space for it. But you can see they're adding green space, they're doing all sorts of interesting stuff. And the idea is that this is going to be an area, I'm just talking, you know, the photos here that I'm showing you guys are really focused around the arena, but the entire area around it, the plans are to add housing, to add stores, to add restaurants, to make it, again, another destination. As you're entering downtown Greenville, you don't just pass it unless you're wanting to go to an event. You actually have things to do, even if there isn't a sporting event or a concert or something like that that you're going to. And I'm super duper excited about this. I do agree with the mayor. I think it's going to be a great addition to Greenville and a great addition to his legacy. Here are a few other renderings, some ideas that of how it could end up looking after it's all said and done. And they copied, it's interesting, they copied essentially, yeah, here's some more renderings I'm showing you guys. So you can see, here's the arena. My guess is that there's going to be a whole lot less a whole lot fewer lanes. I'm not positive about that, but I think it's going to make it more congested entering into downtown Greenville. But people are going to, and I don't know that for a fact, and I know that they've done traffic studies for all of this, so the city is on top of the ramifications of it, and they feel like the advantages outweigh, you know, the disadvantages, there's definitely going to be some changes that happen. I'm looking for, so part of this whole Greenville Gateway project, they actually looked at other, and I can't find it at the moment, but they looked at other metro areas in the southeast. I believe Atlanta, I believe Charlotte, I think maybe Raleigh-Durham, and the main entertainment complexes in those cities and just how nice they were. And they basically concluded, if we don't fix our area, we are going to fall behind. And guess what? That means that you don't get things like March Madness. You know, we had men's March Madness here in Greenville a couple of years ago. If that whole area was a lot nicer, we would get more of that. We've not had a whole lot of great concerts in Greenville in comparison. You know, typically we're having to go to Charlotte or Atlanta for like a really good concert. You know, Greenville has had, I mentioned Journey. I've been to a few good concerts in Greenville. Linkin Park's coming here. You know, back in the day, Prince came here. We're getting some decent comedians that are coming here as well this year. Tom Segura is going to be here. Aziz Ansari was actually in Spartanburg a few months ago. It's not like there's nothing happening, but the concern is we're going to be left behind in terms of people actually booking space at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. I think that that's a legitimate concern. And on top of that, cities sees an opportunity to redevelop potentially the entire area and make that gateway look aesthetically pleasing and be functional too, be a destination, a place that people want to go. So I'm super stoked for this. I think it's really, really necessary. I just think it's going to completely change that section of Greenville. And so I'm excited. We're seeing, this is how a city like Greenville grows, right? People don't want it to just all be congested around Main Street and Falls Park, because eventually it gets to be too congested, right? But the urban sprawl, where the city already has all of this land, it's already being used, but it's just not being used well. They are finding ways to use it in a better way to invest the money that the city has, and I'm super stoked about it. I think, you know, Greenville City, it has been very well run for quite some time now. Obviously, you know, not everyone loves the mayor. That's fine. I think the mayor has done a great job. Without him, we wouldn't have Falls Park. In addition to many, many other things. He travels around to all sorts of different cities, including other countries, to see what they're doing with their downtown areas. And then the city council, generally speaking, has been quite good over the years as well. So I don't have a whole lot of negative to say about how the city is run. So I am optimistic that these projects are going to be done well. And hopefully my optimism is not misplaced. The next one I want to talk to you guys about is Poe Mill. We've talked about this in the past. So it came out recently that part of Poe Mill. So, well, let's back up for a second. What is Poe Mill? Okay, if you're looking on Google Maps, you're going to see an area called, oh, gracious. Pressing some bad buttons here. You're going to see an area called Park Place. Park Place, yeah, that's like an old name, I guess. I don't know. There is a church there called Park Place, I think Church of God. But generally speaking, this is what people call Poe Mill, and you can see the Poe Mill skate park is there, and really this is an area, it's very unique, right? Because you've got North Main over here. North Main is a historic neighborhood, has some of the most expensive real estate in all of Greenville. And there's a simple reason for that. And that's because there's really not a whole lot of residential real estate in downtown Greenville outside of condos. North Main, you can get a nice house, a big house, and it's within walking, biking distance of downtown Greenville. Really one of the few neighborhoods that are like that. We do have some other historic neighborhoods. You can see Hampton Pinckney over here. You can see, the East Park Historic District is over here, Heritage Historic District. There are still some residential homes in these areas, but they almost never come on market. It's just really, really hard to get a home there. So you've got North Main, which is, a really well-established and popular community. And then you've got Sansucci, which is, also, I mean, completely different than North Main, really a transitional neighborhood that's really popular right now, really hippie, sort of community, an area that, A lot of first-time homebuyers like to target an area that has a lot of Airbnbs that are really popular, things of that nature. This is an area that you go to if you're just looking for a more hipster sort of feel, or if you're looking for perhaps a fixer-upper. There's sometimes some opportunities over there. And like I said, a lot of people, I know a ton of people that when they visit Greenville, they Airbnb in that neighborhood. Okay. And, I should mention it's very accessible to the Swamp Rabbit Trail as well, which is a big pull as well. This is the Swamp Rabbit Trail cutting right by, cutting right by Sansucci. So you've got wedged in between a really expensive neighborhood and a really well-known up-and-coming neighborhood, this Poe Mill area that has just kind of been left behind. Tons of rental properties in that area that have not been touched for a long time. Homes that are in a state of disrepair. And the area, it needs an injection of money. Now, here's the thing that's confusing to me about Poe Mill. A while ago, we're talking about, I believe, 2020. Maybe 21. Part of the mill was sold by the county of Greenville to a developer. This part of the mill up here, over Victor Street. I think technically the address is 300 Hammett Street, but I believe it's mostly accessible via Victor Street. So this mill right here, I will pull this up on Google Maps as well for you guys to see. 300 Hammett. So there's a whole plan for what they call the villages at Poe Mill to be at this mill. And I need to go by and see if they've done anything, but I've not heard anything about this project for quite some time. But news came out recently that a different part of the mill, which is down here, this little section where Buncombe and Pinckney Street come together, that this has been sold to a developer. And you can see here, yeah, it just happened a month ago, $6.2 million. The other site was sold for $1 million, okay? So if I had to guess, unfortunately, this is really, really sad. I think this developer that bought what they're planning to be the villages at Poe Mill, like $1 million is like chump change for something like that. I think they're just sitting on it. And that's exactly what has happened over here to this property that that just sold. You can see it was originally bought by International Cotton Depot, Inc. back in 2008 for $1.3 million. And they've done nothing with it. I don't know who they are or what their plans were originally. Obviously, 2008. Things happened, right? We had a global financial crisis that happened that year. So probably an ill-advised investment, but they sell it, you know, almost not quite 20 years later for $6.2 million to South Sterling LLC. And so South Sterling LLC plans to do a nice development there. And here, before I get into that, on YouTube again, you can see this is pictures of what the villages at Poe Mill were supposed to look like. Again, I've not heard, this article is from 21. I've not heard anything about this since then. So, long story short, this former cotton warehouse near Poe Mill, they are planning to actually utilize it to build more than 400 apartments, and hold on, give me one second here. Okay, yeah, more than 400 apartments, roughly 40,000 square feet of commercial space. I think that that's great. And it does reference in this article, Contour Companies bought the now raised Poe Mill Textile Factory 2021. I believe that is the villages at Poe Mill that I referenced before. But long story short, And again, this is where kind of like there's gaps in my understanding. So I really do need to just go by this area and actually see like what they've done. Maybe they are slowly going about it. Like, it's hard for me to believe that the county sold off that one section of the mill for $1 million without some sort of agreement in the contract that actual development would be done. Like, that would be a really stupid thing for the county to do. But unlike the city, which I do trust the city government, I do not trust our county government to make good decisions. There, it's just kind of a mess over there in county council chambers. So it is what it is. I don't know if they went about it the right way. But I'm very excited for the idea that there could be multiple different things happening in this neighborhood that needs a lot of help. Now, the Poe Mill Neighborhood Association, they don't want any of this to happen because they're concerned about gentrification, and I completely understand that. Gentrification is a tough thing, but gentrification doesn't mean that people are being forced out of their homes. That's generally speaking what people think of when they think of gentrification. People in homes that they love, in homes that they've been in for forever, they're being forced out. I'm telling you, if you go through this area, the homes that we're talking about are homes, generally speaking, people shouldn't be living in. And it's sad to see. And this is one of the areas where you can get the cheapest real estate in all of Greenville, is this little area. And that's because of how much neglect there has been. And so the thing is that people that are sitting on a piece of property that might be worth like $50,000 right now because the roof is caving in on them, if all of these developments happen, their home might double or triple in value. And so they might end up selling, and gentrification might end up happening as a byproduct, but they're $100,000 wealthier than they would have been, had it not happened. So, I'm not a fan of gentrification, but I also see I see it a little bit differently than others do, where it can help pull people out of poverty. But at the same time, it can be a sad thing for people to, you know, if they have been living, you know, in a home for 50 years, to have to move out because they haven't been able to keep up with their home because they don't have the means to do it. That is a very sad thing when that happens, and extremely unfortunate. Okay, last but not least, and I'm not going to get too much into this one, but I do want to include this as part of what we're talking about here, and that is the inn at Altamont. This one's probably not going to happen. Like, let's just be real about this. The idea for this is a luxury resort style, hotel in the Paris Mountain area. And as it turns out, I don't think that there's a single Greenville resident that's like jazzed about this project. Now, I personally, listen, Paris Mountain is a state park. Okay. And this is the argument that so many people are making, is we want to keep our state parks pristine. But Paris Mountain has a ton of development on it, okay? If you go to this section where they're wanting to put this hotel, I personally don't think it's disrupting the beauty of the area in any meaningful way, me personally. Now, I've heard that bikers aren't happy about how it would disrupt what they would do, so I totally understand some of that. And people right now, as we've talked about quite a bit on the show, they don't want development in their backyard. There's a reason why the term NIMBY, not in my backyard, has been formed to describe these people. It's because they just oppose any and all development. Get rid of it. Get rid of the development. We don't want it. We don't want to see houses. We don't want to see hotels. They're okay with stores and restaurants. They're okay with that, okay? Now, they wouldn't be okay with that on Paris Mountain. That would still be something that would be a problem for the NIMBYs. But anyway, I'm not going to put the sound clip out there that I think that this hotel should happen. I think that the people, their voices have been heard. Traveler's Rest just announced they aren't going to annex it into the city. That was, I think, the last ditch attempt by Divine Group, who is proposing this project. I think that that was their final attempt at trying to get it through, because Greenville County Council is just not going to approve this. It's just not going to happen. So they thought, well, maybe we can get the city of Traverse Rest to annex us in, and then they will approve it. And the city of TR said, sorry, you're on your own. And that's not super surprising. The city of TR, this doesn't benefit TR in any meaningful way. I mean, I guess you could make the argument that it could, you know, bring traffic north, because Paris Mountain is not that far from TR, obviously. But if it's disrupting bike lanes and things like that, that doesn't benefit TR, because a lot of bikers bike up to Traverse Rest. So long story short, I don't think that the Inn at Altamont is going to happen. I don't know what they're going to do with that land that's there, but I don't see it being a resort hotel. So we'll keep tabs on that. We'll see exactly what happens. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. That one, again, I don't really have a dog in the fight. Would I stay there? Probably. I like to do the occasional staycation around here. If it were there, I would probably stay there. Now, what is it a big deal for me? No, because it's not housing. And that's what Greenville needs more of, is more housing. We don't inherently need more hotels, in my opinion. Now, I think this one would be unique. But is it a need? No, absolutely not. It is not a need. It would be something interesting, something that could bring more to the economy of that part of Greenville. It would certainly benefit Cherrydale, which is the main shopping area right near there. And it would benefit North Greenville County in many, many ways. But the reality is that it's not something that we need. And with the amount of backlash that there has been about it, it's not something that we're going to get either. So we can punt on the Inn at Altamont. It ain't happening. And I'm going to go out on the line and make that prediction. Let me know if you guys have any questions about any of this. Like I said, if you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, at Stan McCune, please check it out. I do have the desire to go by and record a little bit of some of these areas so that you guys can actually see what we're talking about and actually kind of visualize, you know, what exactly is going on and what might be happening in some of these areas. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully I'll be able to crank out some content for that. I really have a lot of big plans for the YouTube channel. I just need the time, right? This is the busy time of the year, in real estate. But there's always room for more. So if you know someone that needs a realtor in Greenville, let me know. If you need a realtor in Greenville, let me know. Contact info in the show notes. Please like, rate, review, subscribe to the show, and we will talk again next time.